that sounds terrible.
Well, welcome to Coming Off the Reels. My name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Vinson.
And I'm Roy King.
And we have voted Sean off the island. So we asked viewers who to vote off.
It was a big Twitter poll.
They said Drew, and I said, fuck you, it's my house. And then they said Roy, and I said, he has that beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And then...
you can't do a podcast without beautiful hair.
Then they said Ryan. Right. And I said no, because I need that creepy mustache in my life.
Oh, right.
We all do.
Right. Soon enough, guys.
And so since Sean wasn't here, he got voted off.
He's just a little too tall.
I agree.
Right? He throws us all off balance.
Yeah, that's guys, true.
I wish you were here.
Especially because I'm so short.
We need a picture in front of the Christmas tree so that we can have our Coming Off the Reels, wish you happy holidays.
Our Christmas card that we're going to send out to all of our listeners.
Right? And it'll be Ryan in a t-shirt that says, I have a machine gun now. And
I actually have I made a sweatshirt for a Halloween party a couple years ago. So I have the shirt. I don't have the Santa hat anymore.
But guys, right now
those are readily available.
Yeah, we'd have to get one.
I have a gun taped to my back right now.
Oh,
just because I figured this podcast would get out of control tonight.
Watch out.
So today's movie is the much anticipated, maybe, Justice League film. But before that, have you guys watched anything lately?
Yeah, right. Sure.
No? Yeah. You? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I actually watched Patterson, which is Jim Jarmusch's.
The one with
Adam Driver
in it.
Yeah, how was it?
I loved it, but I love Jim Jarmusch, so if you know what a Jim Jarmusch film is like, it is very Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah. Okay.
Really fast-paced, lots of quick dialogue.
Yeah, lots of...
like watching Baby Driver all over
high again. Energy. We tried watching this... I don't know, 2 months ago or something. And we got like half an hour into it. And we turned it off just because we weren't in the mood for that kind of movie. But we also haven't gone back to it.
You could take that first half hour and repeat it 4 times.
Okay. Okay. Enough said. I do really like Adam Driver a lot.
Yeah.
And, I love that he's just in everything now. He just pops up all the time in small roles, which I like. And Jim Jarmusch, I don't know too much about.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think I've seen
in
much
Jim Jarmuschian news. I saw some this week. Did you see it?
No.
And I don't know. Like, I just saw the headline, but they're making a sequel to Ghost Dog.
What?
I don't know if you've ever seen Ghost Dog.
Is that Ghost Dog?
I like, almost can't tell.
Way of the Samurai with Forest Whitaker.
Being sarcastic.
I'm not.
Interesting.
But that's actually what got me in. That movie got me into Jim Jarmusch.
And that's one, like, that was a movie where I was like, okay, I've read the title. I have an idea about what it's going to be. And they're like, no.
You don't.
You might think it's going to be this movie, but it's going to be really fucking slow. Yeah. But I liked it.
I remember a trailer for that movie where Forrest Whitaker was doing, like, samurai moves on a rooftop.
Yeah, and it looks like even though he's not in slow motion, that he is in slow motion, and that kind of encapsulates
Forrest Whitaker,
Jim Jarmusch's film stylings. Yeah. Patterson, real quick. Patterson is about a bus driver who is also kind of like a poet on the side. That's pretty much the whole of it. And it's just about his day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's...
Did you? But you did really enjoy it?
I did really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I like, like, to me, there's a certain comfort in the repetitiveness of it. Like, it's about his life. And I think it just goes through 1 week of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain repetitive nature. Like, he gets up and he goes, and the same guy complains to him every morning, and he drives his bus, and he listens to conversations, and he writes a poem, and he goes to bed.
Yeah. He goes to, like, a neighborhood bar.
Yeah, he goes to a neighborhood bar.
To get a drink every
night.
He
walks his girlfriend's
dog.
Yeah.
I remember that part.
Yeah.
I'll watch it in time. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's one, like, I wanted to watch it. I don't have quite the love for Jim Jarmusch or some of his movies I don't like, but I did like Ghost Dog. I really enjoyed Broken Flowers, which I don't know if you've seen that one, but Bill Murray, again, people are like, oh, Bill Murray movie. Nope. Still Jim Jarmusch film.
Right.
Yeah. What about Only Lovers Left Alive? Was that good?
I didn't watch it.
That and didn't like that as much as... there was a black and white film by a female director.
A Girl Walks Home Alone at Dark.
Alone at Night.
Alone at Night.
And that was also a vampire film that came out around the same time. And I enjoyed it immeasurably more. And it is a very Jarmuschian film as well. Like a lot of like slow, languid shots. And
Well, real fast, I will say, here's the headline. Ghost Dog 2 happening. I'm changing the wording a little bit here. Ghost Dog 2 happening. Forrest Whitaker, Jim Jarmusch, and finally, with the RZA.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I will say, by the way, that Method Man is in Patterson. So.
Nice. Boy, they're just getting all of them in up in there.
Yeah.
I can't wait till he resurrects ODB.
Yeah, right?
Is Jarmusch a big Wu-Tang fan?
Yeah, I would assume so, because some of his music is in Ghost Dog. I think he actually did the soundtrack. RZA did the soundtrack to Ghost Dog.
Oh, and maybe then, that's just what they mean, like he'll come back for the... But he's actually become a lot more in front of the camera.
Yeah. We've seen, like, G.I. Joe Retaliation. Is that RZA, who played, like, the master guy?
Yeah, okay. And he did his own action movie with Russell Crowe. Like,
was that, like, Black Fist or something?
It was like an Iron Fist type thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Because okay. I remember, cool. yeah. And I feel like he was in that really poorly reviewed one with Woody Harrelson. Remember there was a car, like a...
Cheers?
Yeah, that's a...
A young RZA.
Not a well-known fact. RZA was in Cheers. Yeah. He was another bartender.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, anyway. I don't know which one you're talking about.
I love that people are going to be like, let's listen to this Justice League podcast. And we just spent 15 minutes on Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah, right. Look at the title of our podcast.
Right, true that. Right. True that.
All right, moving on. I did watch a couple of things. I watched Wind River. Finally, I don't know if have you both seen that?
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You know, it follows the story of this woman who escaped a bad situation, and Jeremy Renner finds her dead in the tundra of Wyoming.
She escaped a bad situation and got into a worse
situation. She didn't get far, unfortunately, but it's like he teams up with an FBI agent to try and solve this murder, long story short. But I thought it was really good. I thought it was really well shot and well written, acted and all that. It was pretty heavy, though. By the end of the movie, I was like, ooh, yikes.
Yeah, we talked about this on the Potpourri episode.
Yeah.
Because that was the movie that I had seen.
Yeah.
And it was...
So, yeah, without getting too far, I mean, I just did finally watch it, and I did really like it. I thought Jeremy Renner was really good, and I thought Elizabeth Olsen was also very, very good.
It seems almost like a genre of film that doesn't exist is just kind of those, like, murder mysteries. Like, not necessarily a thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not necessarily like the whatever the Snowman was supposed to be. But just like, okay, we're just trying to solve this crime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you watch The Snowman?
No.
That's because nobody watched The Snowman.
I really like the books.
Great. You can go look at Harry Hole.
Oh,
I look at Harry Hole every day.
Ugh.
All right. Anyway, I also, speaking of John Bernthal, who's also in Wind River, I also watched The Punisher Netflix show.
Oh.
I finished that fairly recently, and I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah. It was, like I was telling Drew, it was a slower burn than I thought it was going to be. So it's not like a shoot 'em up where there's like action everywhere. You know, it's actually there's some character development, and it introduces some new characters that have some interesting stories. And there is some good action. Like what action?
I'm so far behind on my Marvel Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
Like I literally watched the first season of Daredevil and that's it.
Are you busy? I mean, you just go home and do nothing.
Right. That's pretty much right.
Well,
I love it, so.
Well, you are pretty behind and you probably won't get to it for a while, but you know.
You never know. I might like skip some of the other stuff and go straight to Punisher.
I feel like
have
you
another
could.
Kid and you could take paternity leave again. I'm going to leave all that silence because I felt like it was really effective.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, but anyway, Drew, do you want to
take it over? The only thing really I can think of that I watched outside of Three Billboards was Thanksgiving morning. I went by myself because I went to Evansville and I was at a hotel.
Yeah.
And I was over on the west side by the AMC theater over there. And I just walked over. It's where Carasota's used to be. Carasota's now
AMC. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I walked over by myself. Hacienda. And watch Wonder.
Oh, yes. Baby Mask.
Yeah. Except I like this movie.
Baby
Mask.
Whoa,
whoa. Are you throwing shade at Mask?
Come at me, Rocky. Come at me.
Oh, man.
And I basically spent the better part of 2 hours crying. It's not necessarily sad. Like a lot of it's just emotional.
Yeah, right.
And there's what I appreciated about the movie and didn't realize going into it, the style of the narrative is a little bit more diverse than I expected. Like I thought it was just gonna be here's this boy whose name is Augie, here's his story, but it really like deliberately follows a lot of characters where it'll like put up a title card with this person's name, and while it's kind of telling their story around like the nucleus of the Augie character, it gives a lot more to these other characters than I expected. And it's good and it's sweet, but yeah, lots of crying.
Is Owen Wilson in that?
He is. Owen Wilson and Julia Roberts.
He makes a lot of bad movies, man.
And I know, but this is not one of them.
I would never actually see Marley and Me because I know it's set up to make me cry.
Right. But yeah.
Right. Is that a bad movie? Have you guys seen?
No, I've not seen it. Again.
Oh, wow. Whoa, what the?
Same thing. No. Like,
wow.
How does that movie end without the dog dying? I'm not watching that.
Right.
Right, exactly.
I'm not putting myself through that.
But I know that since you're actually a fan of his actual work, but like David Diggs is in this.
Oh, yeah.
He's great.
Is he good in it?
Yeah. Yep. So, again, it's just kind of it's nice. It's enjoyable to watch. It's pleasant. It's a family film that doesn't like oversimplify a lot of things, which kind of a problem with family films.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of like give you information straight up where, you know, the kid is obviously, there's a part where he's upset about the way that he looks. And he's like asking his mom, like, is it always going to be this way? And she's like, I don't know. But doesn't try and be like, no, someday people will see what's on the inside. And that's kind of what you expect and what the story kind of revolves around, but she doesn't like sugarcoat the situation, which I kind of appreciate.
Yeah. I mean, Rocky Dennis kills himself, right?
I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
I haven't watched Mask in a very long time.
I think he dies.
He
dies.
Definitely dies.
I haven't seen it
in
so
shouldn't
long.
Say that because I'm the same way. Like,
yes.
It's almost like I was like 10 and my parents are watching it.
Yes, that is exactly what it was.
So it's...
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that's Cher and Cher. Eric Stoltz. And is it old mustaches? Is he in
Tom
it as well?
Tom Selleck?
No. The better mustache.
Me?
Sam Elliott. Possibly.
Me?
No. And I can't. Listeners, I will not put a picture of Ryan with a mustache on the page.
I will.
Luckily.
Definitely will.
Luckily for you guys, we all have access to the page.
Okay,
isn't the kid in Wonder, though? Isn't it that...
Yeah.
Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, from Room.
Oh,
the kid
really?
From Room. Yep. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he did good job.
Not The Room.
No.
Which we all probably have. I've never seen The Room.
No, none
I've
of us.
I've never
none
seen
none
it either.
I feel like we need to watch at least as many of us together because that's a movie. It needs to be watched with people, but I also don't want to watch it in a theater with people quoting it.
Well, I think, right. Well, yeah, that and, I mean, even if press, maybe we could watch the Riff Tracks version.
Sure.
But no matter what, we need to see it before the disaster artist comes
out.
For sure, yeah.
So
I think we all want to see that.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Because we're all big James Franco fans, right? This is the end, the height of comedy.
We're all excited to see old Paul Scheer be in a movie.
Oh, he's in.
Is he in Disaster?
Paul Scheer's in it. I think Mancuso is in it as well.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So it's all like people that we enjoy. Somehow.
Their reviews are good.
They've accidentally stumbled into a film that might be up for Best Picture.
Yeah, right?
Boy, that'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, such a meta, like, The Room is the worst movie ever made and a movie about The Room.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, we definitely need to watch it, though.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready?
So.
You all right? You need a second?
Yes.
Dig into this.
Then the fastest versions, many years ago, we watched Man of Steel, and, you know, it's become a point of contention on this podcast on who likes it and who hates it.
Pretty divided on this show.
Yes.
Years later, Batman versus Superman came out and became a point of contention on this show with who likes it and hates it.
Further divides us.
Yes.
Ryan, you weren't even particularly a big fan of Wonder Woman, though you did admit that it was okay.
Yeah. It's a good film. Yes.
Yeah.
I had some problems with it, but we won't dig into those just yet.
Right.
Sure.
We might.
So now we finally arrived at what they haphazardly tried to put together, and that is a Justice League movie. Mm-hmm. And it finally brings together Batman and Superman again, and Wonder Woman.
But this time as friends.
And Wonder Woman.
And then...
And Cyborg.
Clumsily throws in some people that you saw for 10 seconds in Batman versus Superman. Flash, right. Aquaman, and Cyborg.
Yes. Yes. Correct. Yes, yes, yes.
So, Ryan, what did you think of this movie?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say you tipped your hand, but using words like haphazard and clumsy are kind of maybe. But no, I definitely thought this movie was straight garbage. Like, right. Look, there are some things that I thought I was going to... In the end, here's the problem. Yeah. Snyder's a piece of shit. Yeah. The movie is so poorly put together,
right,
that any of the goodwill that they have garnered by not doing too terrible a job of rushing the Justice League to try and keep up with the Avengers, it's all just thrown in the garbage because it's Zack Snyder's terrible. This movie's so dark and murky and poorly edited and poorly directed that it just...
Well, you could say that's not necessarily all Zack Snyder's fault, because he didn't finish the movie.
Right, but you still...
Fine, you can put it on the shoulders of the entire creative team, if you want.
But I don't know that the solution to this movie was another hour of footage.
No, probably not.
It depends on what that hour is, though, because I feel like there's a lot of story and a lot of character that was missing that maybe would have made things more impactful. But
everything that I heard, and again, this is hearsay and what people... It's out there in the world. But from my understanding, the original, like, almost 3-hour cut was unwatchable.
Really?
And that's when they cut out a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, think if you walk into a movie and then shave an hour off of it, yeah, it's probably not great.
So, and we'll circle back around, because I definitely want to talk more about what you said.
Yeah, we'll talk more deeply into it.
Right. Okay.
So, Roy, what did you think? Now, you saw this movie once before.
Yeah. So I saw it for my second time today with Drew.
Well, I was going to say just quickly that I am the guy on the panel today that did not like Man of Steel or Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, I think everyone knows. So, I think everyone knows just this by now.
Correct. We are garnering larger following.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Man of Steel was okay. Batman vs. Superman was trash.
Yeah.
Where does this land on the spectrum?
Somewhere between, like... If I had to choose either this or Batman versus Superman, I'd sit through this again, probably.
Sure.
Better than Suicide Squad?
I didn't see Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay. It's better than Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is still the absolute worst thing.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, for anyone out there, I'm the one on the podcast who likes pretty much everything and is pretty forgiving when it comes to movies. Now, I know this movie has problems. It is a mess. It doesn't really do much, but I thought it was pretty fun, and I had some fun watching it. I thought some of the action sequences were pretty good, and I liked it. Why not?
Sure.
I liked it all right. I definitely am going to agree with everything you're going to say. Like, I know it's bad. I know it deep in within me, but I still kind of liked it.
Now, as I mentioned, like, Roy and I had made plans to watch this movie, and it became obvious to me, like, in the first 5 minutes of the movie, that Roy had seen this movie already. And then afterwards, he was like, we're talking about something, and I was just like, so you saw this already? And he's like, all right, full disclosure. And what gave it away is, guys, as long as I know that the sun is hot and rain is wet, I know that Roy will laugh at shitty jokes. And he was not laughing at any of the jokes by at Barry Allen. Like, any of the Flash jokes, it was just silence. I'm like, oh, he knows all these jokes. He's seen this
movie.
It was
spooky. Like, as soon as the credits started rolling, he leaned over and he was like, you've seen this already, haven't you? And I'm like, Gypsy?
Yeah.
Get out of here, you witch.
So, that said, I agree with Roy that the movie is okay and there's some enjoyable parts. I also definitely agree with you in that there are a lot of parts of this movie that are straight up terrible.
Right.
I think it's actually a worse movie than Batman versus Superman. But again, like, that's just a thing for me. Like, Batman versus Superman is overly wrong. But to some degree, they at least have an idea of what the story they're trying to tell is. And this has none of that. Like, I don't feel like there's any, like, real narrative structure in this. And somehow they have a villain who looks shittier than Doomsday. I thought that
He's bad.
I thought that Steppenwolf looked so
he looks bad.
Awful.
Yeah. And like, what he just wants to conquer the world, right? Like, that's just
yeah.
But like, he's doing it for the boxes, and he's working for Darkseid.
Maybe,
I guess.
But on the flip side,
yeah.
His little minions looked all right. Like,
yeah,
they're kind of
yeah.
creepy.
Oh, yeah.
They were
kind of
scary.
Cool.
So,
but he himself just looked terrible.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Yeah.
Like, bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Play-Doh-y
looking. And that's another thing. Like, the last battle scene, there are scenes with such poorly rendered shit coming out of the ground that I wasn't sure if they were rocks or
I know,
vines. Or,
yeah, I couldn't tell what anything
was. Oh, like all the purple stuff?
Yeah, they just look like CGI.
Yeah.
Attacking CGI.
Mm-hmm. Like a blob. The blob was coming.
Yeah. So,
and I mean, I guess they got, you know, there were a lot of complaints after both Man of Steel, a little to a lesser degree, Batman versus Superman, of all of these, like all the innocent people who are killed in these ridiculous fights. So
they went
like,
out of their way, yeah.
Guys, let's put it on a not Chernobyl but Chernobyl place,
right?
So that we can just. Fight our big fight scene can be a lot of abandoned buildings, and it was. I actually really disliked that last fight scene.
Yeah, well, there wasn't really much to it. I mean,
you had
Wonder Woman and Aquaman wailing on the bad guy for a while, and then the other guys were trying to do their other thing. It's like it just wasn't anything. There's no point to it.
And really, that's kind of those last two sentences is probably how I feel more about this movie than anything else. Like. There wasn't anything to it, and there was no point to it. Like,
right.
I feel nothing to this movie, where there are parts of it that I enjoy. I do think that The Flash, like Ezra Miller, did a pretty good job, and
mm-hmm.
he was pretty entertaining. I did not really care for Aquaman. I thought he was actually kind of a drain on...
Well, I can't figure out what kind of personality they're trying to
well,
give
yeah,
him.
I feel like we needed more. We needed to find out more about him. We needed more insight
into
his character.
Really, they needed to do what they did with Avengers, and all these movies have their all these people have their own movies first.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, they did it. Yeah, I agree.
Right, because they did what the one thing I was hoping they wouldn't do, and that's spend the first hour just introducing you to characters. And I felt like that's what they did.
But the thing that I didn't hate, at least they didn't feel like they had
origin.
They had to go into an origin story for every single one.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with that. Like,
but
especially Cyborg, who's such a generic character anyway.
Yeah,
like I was like, ugh, let's just get on with it. Like,
yeah.
And there's so many people over the years. There's been so many people in Justice. Like, I don't understand why they picked him specifically because he's just very.
Well,
like,
I think it's because
Cyborg.
He was created by one of those boxes. So I think there was a version of this movie where they play that up more.
Because
Aquaman has a line later in the movie where he's like, oh, look at us, we're a bunch of mess. And he looks at Cyborg and he's like, this guy might be working for the enemy. And then this guy's this and this guy's that. So I feel like there's another storyline where Cyborg is maybe manipulated by these boxes a little bit more. And you don't know kind of what side he's on.
Yep.
And he can't control himself, which we even see at some points within the movie. And it's just like, it just didn't make any sense. And I would be interested more in something like that because I actually rather liked the guy who played Cyborg.
Yeah, again,
more so than I thought I would.
Yeah. I'm not sure that any of the casting is terrible. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Aquaman's just such a dumb character in general.
Yeah,
I'm not
but
sure.
I like the look of him. I like the makeover. I actually kind of liked what we got from him.
There were parts of it though where little understanding of Aquaman.
Right.
But you know what I don't think I would expect from an Aquaman? Him to throw a bottle of whiskey into the ocean.
I think he threw it on the pier.
Right.
Not
the
ocean.
The pier that had the sign that this pier constantly gets washed over by waves. That bottle's in the ocean. So what I'm seeing...
Aquaman litters.
Right. Aquaman is putting trash in the ocean.
Well, I just thought it was weird that... You know, you pick somebody that's as ripped as Momoa.
Yeah.
And then you put him in like a CGI
outfit. He looked better when he was just in.
Yeah,
and
right.
Because they had those like fake tattoos on him. I'm like, why not just leave him like that?
And there were so many weird, because like he goes to Atlantis and he's like, oh, there's something I need. And I'm guessing he asks for the trident.
I think it's the trident.
There's no explanation as to the powers of the trident.
I don't even remember that part of the movie.
But I think that was a big
stuff
part
cuts?
Of what was cut out.
So
I think they had more Aquaman in the original cut.
Yeah.
So he goes to get the trident, and that's when Steppenwolf comes down and takes the box.
Yeah.
Well, like, he goes down, I think, to Atlantis to check things out, and that's when Steppenwolf attacks. And then after he leaves, then Mira, the Amber Heard, mm-hmm. her character is like, you gotta fight him. And then he's like, well, I need something from you. And then you don't see him for like another 20 minutes until he comes in to save the day when he flies in through that pipe.
And right, if
that was like a scene from Escape from LA.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And we've done terrible. No explanation of what this movie actually is because it's very little.
Yeah.
Because
it's a hodgepodge,
really. And I mean, it starts off with Batman like having a criminal hung over a building to make him afraid so that one of these weird Steppenwolf creatures will come. But feels weird because it feels like that's out of place there. Like
it's like, what's going on here?
Because this already says like, oh no, Steppenwolf is basically already here and all of his bug creatures are here.
Yeah. Or his bug creatures were starting to show and he got a whiff of it somehow.
But there's no, yeah. So
and by the way, that scene, again, getting back to how bad the direction is, that scene was so dark.
Yeah.
That I couldn't tell what was going on.
Yeah, it was really dark.
And I also like,
this is a bad, guys.
Yeah, all right.
This is a bad movie. It's straight bad.
It is. All right, so now that I'm actually talking about stuff and I'm becoming aware, so the first scene, so I'm not giving shit away, but so this bug creature that he has netted to the side of a building and it self-destructs. So does that mean when these bug creatures self-destruct, they self-destruct to paint out of blood the boxes on the wall?
Right, yeah.
That's really stupid. Yeah.
That was weird. Yeah. But also...
No, it's not weird. Sense. That's really stupid.
It's pretty weird, but also, like, I feel like that's something that would happen in a comic book at the
Maybe,
same time.
But again, you're not making that movie. Like,
yeah.
And that's my another problem when I had, because I saw the headlines for it. And that was, oh, well, they're going to take, you know, some of Danny Elfman's Batman music and some of John Williams' Superman music, and those are going to be incorporated into this. And those were, like, 2 seconds of each.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
I was like, no, because, you know, the Tim Burton Batmans and the old Supermans, those are different movies than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can't pretend like, oh, we can be just like those two. And they make reference to the old Batman movies like Alfred does, and I'm mm-hmm. like, no, you've made your you've made it clear that our movies are going to be bleak as fuck, and then you're like, oh, but we want a reference when people actually like Batman and Superman movies. And I the tone of this movie I felt like was weird.
Yeah
it was a bit all
and
over
I had
the
a
place.
Tough time with it. I mean, yeah. Again, guys, I'm still gonna buy this movie.
Oh Jesus,
me!
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like,
I need
they've
to see
had...
the director's cut because, man, there's a lot that I'm not getting.
I would be very excited to watch a director's cut just to see if there is a bit more that puts some things together. Like the extended cut of BVS, it was really long.
Buffy
the
Vampire Slayer,
and it didn't correct. I mean, that would I watch all day long, but that extended cut, it what it did add was the other side, like Superman's side of the whole movie, because in the theatrical cut, it's Batman going against Superman, and he's interrogating people, and he's got to take Superman down. But in the extended cut, Superman is learning about the Bat from Gotham, who's branding people with, red-hot batarangs and torturing people, and so he starts to, you know, investigate that side of the story, and he disagrees with how Batman's doing things. And I thought that added quite a bit, because when they do fight... The first time I watched it, I'm like, well, why is Superman so mad at this guy? like, where'd this come from?
And do not ever, not that you ever would, but there's no reason for you to watch that director's cut.
Oh, I know.
No, I just told you what you needed.
Yeah, right. But the extended version shows more like the evil machinations of Lex Luthor and shows like the steps that he went through being.
To pit
kind
those
of,
two against each other.
Yeah, kind of showing like, oh, he wasn't just like making this up. Like, he had a long process to get these two.
Yeah.
He knew what buttons to push. So,
you don't need to. That's basically
I
it.
Yeah. And again, I will say, by the way, that I thought the Flash kid,
he
kept reminding me of French Stewart, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Oh, that's not great.
Wow.
That's not great.
I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm curious what movie they set out to make, how much changed after Wonder Woman became the gold standard of the DCEU.
Because she's in it a lot.
Yeah. And you're she's like, okay, they're like, all right, do we need to go back and make maybe too much a constant reference to her own movie, which I felt like was the weird part, where they were talking too much about Steve Trevor and things like that. And I was like, that feels really out of place.
Yeah, we need to make like maybe one conversation about it.
Yeah, not, but there were too many.
Not three. You know what else I thought was weird with Wonder Woman's character? And I thought this was a really weird choice, but they like shot up her skirt quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, and they put a lot of low like, cut shirts on her too.
Yeah, like I feel like they sexualized her. For a character that's supposed to like empower women and be like female empowerment and leadership, and like I think they sexualized her way too much.
It was
a really odd choice.
I felt like everybody looked weird. There were all the parts where Henry Cavill and they apparently CGI'd over his mustache.
Man, that's bad.
Are you aware of this?
No.
Did you not catch this or know this?
There were a couple of times when it was fine, and there were a couple of times I was... Because the movie starts
the
off...
The opening scene!
With that iPhone footage or whatever, like the kids talking.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like... Like the lips were
maybe
all,
that's why they made it iPhone footage to make it seem.
Yeah, but
it still looked weird.
It looked bad. And there were a few times where I'm like, that doesn't even look
just
like
him. Give him the fucking mustache, man. Superman mustache, dude.
Right?
What the hell?
And are we going to, like, do we talk about scenes later in the movie? Like, do we want to talk spoilery stuff?
Is there a spoiler in this piece of.
There's nothing. There's nothing really. Because we just mentioned Superman being in this.
Yeah, but, there's like, the scene where Superman's back.
Yeah.
Like, and they are. Fighting him,
yeah.
Which I really enjoyed that scene.
That wasn't a bad scene.
But, his face looks plastic. Like, it's not moving at all.
Yeah.
But, like, when he's holding Batman up in the air and he's, like, kind of dark, I'm like, whoa, Dark Superman, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Where he's like, do you bleed? I'm like, oh, fuck.
But there's a weird thing where I always felt like, in all of the old movies, their secret identity is huge. It's wildly important. Meanwhile, in this instance, Superman's back. Lois shows up. There are 100% like cops hanging
around.
And she's like, Clark.
Hey, Clark. It's me, Lois Lane. Your fiance. We're getting married.
Listen, I just breathed a sigh of relief that it wasn't his mom that they brought out. Because I was 100% sure she was going to come around the corner. He was going to go, Martha.
Tell Martha I love her. Why did you say that name?
Or like even at the end when they're going back into the farm and there are movers, lots of people going in, and Clark is just walking around without his glasses on. I'm like, dude,
that's your disguise.
You're Superman.
It just doesn't matter.
Did you forget this?
At all to anybody.
And people are just calling Batman like, hey, Bruce, how you doing, man?
Oh, yeah. Like, definitely. There's a whole town of people. This is the other. There's a whole town of people when Bruce is talking to Aquaman for the first time. And like, okay, we're meant to think that, like, they don't speak English, maybe, but they're being pretty out and out. Like, hey, Aquaman, me as Batman, though not in costume, could use your help.
Yeah.
And the whole crowd of people is just standing right behind him. And it's just like, I hope not
them. That's an isolated area. Those people don't get out much.
So you dress like a giant bat, huh?
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In Gotham City, you say?
That shithole.
Weird. Also, why did he have a beard in that scene?
Why
Bruce,
not?
Bruce Wayne, I mean. Like, Bruce Wayne shows up to this town. In the beginning of the movie, he does not have a beard. And then we get to this scene, and he has a full beard.
That's to let us know how long it took him to get to this town.
Are you telling me that Bruce Wayne's not choppering into that small town?
No, he was on a horse.
Right. I'm not buying it.
Right, that's
this
also...
might be my biggest problem of the whole movie, beard.
That beard.
Man, that's...
And then the next scene, he's shaving it. Like,
but again,
the fuck is the point of the beard?
When he shaved it, I thought that... Bruce Wayne looked really plasticky. And I don't know.
I also like how he styled his private plane to look straight up like the Batcave.
Right, like it looks like it's made out of a rock.
It does.
Yeah. It's like...
And, I like
and then does not start with he turns it into like a fucking beetle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is another. This means nothing. There is no point to this at all. It's just a weird thing to me. But it's just like Batman goes to recruit the Flash, okay? And the Flash is like, oh, man, I got to eat all this pizza. And they get into a beautiful-looking Mercedes. And they go to the plane, and they, like, apparently he took the Mercedes onto the plane with him. Because next time you see him, they're, like, on the big plane elevator with the Mercedes. And I'm like, Why?
You don't fly with your own Mercedes or Porsche?
Like, is that just to be like, no, guys.
Did you think that was a rental?
Guys, he's really rich.
Yeah, he's super rich.
No, but Bruce Wayne would just be like, nah, I don't even need it. I'll just set it on fire.
This movie introduced a character that I like to call Bored Batman. Because Ben Affleck was not interested in this movie at all. Yeah. He was so bored, I don't think he brought his game. And even Batman himself didn't really do anything.
What have they done with a Batman solo film? Is this have they scrapped it all together?
Matt Reeves is still directing, and he's like come out and said like, "I'd like Jake Gyllenhaal to play Batman."
Oh, yeah, he's got a backup plan in case.
Okay,
and it's Ben Affleck backs out.
Look,
I
almost feel bad for Affleck because he did Daredevil and was a piece of shit, and then he was like, "I think superhero films are dumb."
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, Batman, how can you go wrong with Batman?
Right. And even people who hated Batman versus Superman, a lot of people still be like, yeah, Ben Affleck was okay as...
Right,
I really liked him in BVS as Batman.
Yeah.
I really did.
But he just...
But in this,
does not
he mailed it in, I thought.
And now that this movie did not perform the way that they wanted it to perform, in that it opened $70 million less than Batman versus Superman domestically,
right.
And it opened less than Wonder Woman, and that's not the direction that you should go when
with
you finally get to your team
for your like your big team movie.
And
there's one more thing I have to say about the movie,
okay,
which is when Superman finally comes back,
like
all the heroes have to react to it,
right?
And I swear to Jesus, they show a picture, just a quick shot of Batman, and he's cheesing like a 14-year-old girl.
Yes, I'm one. He almost looks like
and
he's
I'm
between, like he. You're not gonna be able to see this at home.
Almost covering his mouth.
But he's
a,
like,
with
it was
a
kind
titter.
Of like this.
Really?
It was like,
yeah.
Really?
Yes,
oh, I didn't see this.
I
yes.
was like, oh my gosh,
and I was
that's
like,
ridiculous.
How can all these people have seen this final cut and not taken that out?
Yeah,
I have not seen it. Yeah. I didn't catch it.
Like there might have been like tears in his eyes, but he was. Straight up, it was...
Is this, like, in the chamber? Like, on the Kryptonian ship or whatever?
No, it's when he shows up at the end.
At
like,
the fight. At the end fight.
Like, I believe in truth, too.
Oh. Yeah.
And justice.
And they shoot to Aquaman, who goes, all right, my man.
Guys,
I liked Aquaman.
But listen, to me, just take a step back. They got... Zack Snyder's made enough money. It's time to cut him the fuck out.
I do want to see someone different.
And the one thing that I said about Wonder Woman is it's beautifully shot.
Yeah.
So why not give that lady...
Give Patty Jenkins
for sure.
And,
let
her do it.
That was the thing. Like, everybody at Wonder Woman can be like, you know what, though? It was nice seeing some color and not so grim all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're like, you know what I think people want? We've listened to the crowds.
Right.
We decided we want more grim shit and undiscernible fighting.
Right.
You know what scene I really liked was the flashback battle scene where we got like who Steppenwolf is and like the first time he tried to conquer the world, and we got like a big battle between the Amazons.
Lord
and
of the Rings?
The Lord of the Rings shot.
I disagree.
No, so do I.
Yeah, really? Oh, I really
I
liked
it. Was awful.
You got to see like the Greek
CGI.
Gods were in there.
Lots
you got
of
some
CGI,
you got some Green Lantern
gray
in there.
And red. There was a Green Lantern, and I was like, why didn't they put fucking Green
right,
Lantern
that's
in this
exactly
movie
what I was
instead of Cyborg?
Just a little tease. Just a little.
I was like, oh, the world of men. And I was like, oh shit, this is where Green Lantern takes the ring up to the mountain and throws it in. I thought it was awful. Yeah, and I
was,
it was like,
terrible.
I was like,
they should have thrown those boxes in Mount Doom. Am I right?
It looked like more shit. Like it just Steppenwolf looked so bad. What? What Mountain Dew thing did I just miss?
No, I just saying they should have thrown the mother boxes into the fires of Mount Doom.
Oh, I thought you said Mountain Dew.
Oh, Mountain Dew. No.
Anyway,
I did really like that scene, and I don't know, I've said a lot of bad things about it, but I really did.
Oh God,
I really did have fun with this movie. Right,
so look, and maybe you guys know, maybe you don't know, but they've now mentioned it in two films, and I would like a 10-second explanation in these movies as to why. But why can't the Amazonians leave their island?
Yeah, they don't. Really
oh yeah, I don't know why either. I think it's just like Zeus's decree or something like that. I honestly don't know.
Like that's what I'm saying. They're just like, they put us on this island, but sorry.
And why could
sorry about you.
Why could Wonder Woman leave and not the rest of them?
And all the soldiers could show up on the island.
Yeah, they can get there, but I don't understand.
Again,
why they
there's
can't
no
leave.
Explanation.
Right.
And also, do you guys remember like I don't know when they started making this movie like 9 years ago? Like, there was a picture that was going around of J.K. Simmons getting all buffed for this.
Oh, yeah.
He's in it for 19 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Again, maybe it's on the cutting room
floor.
The
best 19 seconds of the movie.
But it's like you're in a trench coat and then a suit and then a shirt and probably an undershirt. Like, why did you have to become so buff?
They became buff for Whiplash.
It was after that.
Maybe he got buff for Whiplash and then everybody thought he was getting buff for Justice League.
I do feel like that picture came out after Whiplash, though.
Yeah.
And it was like he posted it specifically for Justice League.
It was like in Whiplash, he looks good and like he's muscular, but this is not that. This is like, oh, is he taking human growth hormones?
Yeah.
Because he was like big.
Oh, in the picture you're talking about.
Yeah,
I was,
in
the
picture.
Okay, yeah.
No,
so, I don't know. It could have been a cut thing, but I also don't know why.
Why would they?
Gordon needs to be that.
Show him getting out of the tub or something.
So,
oh my god!
And I don't know.
Gordon is buff.
That's always
for the ladies.
It's a weird thing though that they make in superhero films where, like, because I was rewatching Spider-Man: Homecoming last night, and it's just like, well, we've got to include this scene where Peter Parker's changing in the alley just to show that he got those abs.
Yeah. He put the work in. He got the abs.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you
but he's also like 15, so
so
let's calm down, everyone.
Right in Kevin Spacey's wheelhouse. What? We all say he's a monster.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's just a rough reality.
You know Sean's reaction to this movie more than I do. I haven't talked to him about it.
He kind of feels, like I've said, like he has
enjoyed
a lot of problems, but he enjoyed it more than he thought he would. And what we really haven't talked with is once Superman does come back, he like is kind of a traditional, like fun Superman, where he's kind of quippy and super confident and is having fun. And also, one thing I really liked is when he did get there and he made his awesome line about liking justice or whatever, like Steppenwolf couldn't handle him. Like he just showed up and was like, all right guys, I'm here, I got this, and he just like saved some people and then wailed on Steppenwolf. I like that. While making quips.
Maybe. But the problem was is that he was making quips and then Cyborg was making quips with him, and both of those guys went from being the most morose motherfuckers to quippy so fast.
The turn of Cyborg being like fun and quippy was weird, because he was all, and that's what I liked about Cyborg, is that he was dealing with what he was like. He was like a Frankenstein's monster that was like realizing who he is and what he's doing and where he fits in the world, and I wanted more of that because it was more like humanizing, and I, you know, I felt a connection to that a little bit. And then he was like, booyah. What the fuck is this guy?
Yes. Line of the movie. And then it gave Flash a pound.
In slow motion.
Yes. Slow mo pound.
Slow motion pound.
Guys, I actually really did like that scene where they were all standing together and then all the flowers started blooming.
No.
For some reason.
No.
A fine end.
Why?
To the movie.
Why?
Did
the
you
flowers?
Sit through both of the?
Fuck no! I got the hell out of there.
Oh really?
Right, so did you see?
I actually really needed to use the restroom.
There was,
so
there was
like,
one that was real fast, and it's
I didn't see it. Like as soon as the credits started rolling, I was like, ugh.
Flash
out of here.
Can we talk about this?
I don't give a shit.
Two post-credit scenes from the movie that we are going to talk about.
Spoiler,
right now.
If you
don't want to see them. Right.
One is Flash and Superman choose to race to like the Pacific Ocean. That's kind of fun.
It's just
them chilling out. And it's
that's a famous comic book, actually.
That's what they do.
Well, they made a little bit of reference to it when they're saving the innocents.
Exactly.
So, and that's kind of fun. And then at the very end is
Deathstroke.
Oh, they are in prison.
Deathstroke.
And they go in there like, Luther, come out. And he's being shot from behind. And then they finally get up to Luther and it's some other guy. Cut to Deathstroke getting onto Luther's yacht, and he's like, "Oh, they've formed."
Who the hell's Luther?
Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor, and they're like, "So all our heroes, you know, have formed a league. Maybe we should form a league of our own." And then Tom Hanks and Madonna and Rosie O'Donnell come out, and
it's
to be my playground.
Yes. Now that's the kind of stuff they need in there,
right?
So.
In the end, I have a hard time recommending this movie, though I thought it was okay.
I'm to the point now where I just don't like DC movies. Are just like, ugh, I feel like it's a pain to have to sit through them.
Will you now when they do make like a Flash standalone film? Will you watch that?
for this podcast, but if it was left up to me,
no,
it'd just be like, ugh, oh man, 2 hours of French Stewart.
The best acting in this movie was Billy Crudup, and they only give him 20 seconds. I'm like, oh, Billy Crudup,
yeah,
seem okay. In
now, if they put John Lithgow and
Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
in the Flash movie
as Robin,
yes, then I'm in.
Just a big reunion, a big 30 Rock reunion.
Yes,
Third Rock from the Sun. Right. Yeah, I'd say I say watch it. Why not?
God, Jesus.
Sure, it's fine.
Why not? Because Thor is still in theaters.
Right. And that's
go see Thor. Go
now
see this.
Thor is fun.
Go see everything.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, again, we'll see. I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna buy this because I do want to see like what the director's cut looks like and all of that stuff. But I did enjoy it the least of any of the DCEU films because, while I thought narratively it was really bad, it also looks bad and the villain's bad and there's just too many bad things.
There's a lot wrong with it.
And it's unnerving how like uneven it is.
Right.
Like it seems so chopped up. Like
it is hard to follow. Up, like it is super choppy. Bad, yeah. It's not a smooth watching movie for sure.
Yep.
I am excited about a potential Flashpoint movie. I think that could be pretty good.
But again, the problem is that they don't have any confidence in what they're making now. So I don't know what a Flashpoint movie
First of all, they need to get together and figure out what the fuck they want to do.
Well, what I don't understand is it feels like they've gotten together and says, we're just going to keep up with what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Nolan's the head on this.
Right. Get somebody who has a freaking vision. Yeah. And let's do that. Like, get a team together.
Or better yet,
that knows the story.
Let's just say if we're gonna make a Flash movie, let's just keep it out of the creative team who's been doing this shit.
Yeah,
and we can try and get something fresh out there.
I am. I don't dislike Zack Snyder like you do, like most people do. But I do think we need some fresh blood.
Yeah,
we need a new set of eyes. Like,
that's the thing.
I thought Patty Jenkins was like a huge relief for Wonder Woman because it was a very different.
But that's been the thing.
Look.
Like with Marvel, like every movie is like a different director. Every franchise is a different director.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, oh, Zack Snyder did Superman. Let's let him do the Batman versus Superman, and let's let him do Justice League.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, there are a lot of directors out there, and
and even Marvel, like, they do have different directors, but all of their movies still have like a general feeling to them. Which I think is perfect. Like, you know, like, when you're watching a Marvel movie and you know it fits into a greater purpose.
Like, I used to read the comic book and it doesn't seem to fit into the feel of the comic, but the Black Panther trailer looks amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's bright and beautiful.
Yeah, right. It looks great.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like they go in, like, look, when they're sitting down with the director or the creative team, like, look, we need this story to get from A to B. That's all that happens. Like, we need to get to this point because it fits into a bigger story. But here, within that A to B, do whatever you want. Make it look like what you want.
Make your
movie.
Yep.
And that's the thing, is like, I don't feel like Warner Brothers has any faith or anybody in charge.
No.
So it makes it hard to be excited. And I'm not excited for Aquaman.
Right, yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
And I'm not excited for a Deathstroke movie. And I'm not excited for Flashpoint. I'm not excited for Matt Reeves' Batman because they've not given me a good reason to be.
Oh, no, wait.
More excited.
I always think Matt Reeves is the Planet of the Apes guy.
It is.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It is. Yeah.
Well, then I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well,
wait. He produced that shit ass soccer movie you made me watch, but did not actually.
No.
It.
That was a Matt
Kingsman
Reeves
guy. Kingsman guy.
That was
Matthew Vaughn.
Matthew Vaughn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that movie was actually pretty good.
Guys, we don't have that kind
but
of.
But he still didn't direct it.
Right,
no.
Right.
He still did not direct the soccer movie.
No.
Okay.
No, he just produced it.
So, yeah.
I do think that... sorry. One last thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that Batman...
One more thing.
...fits into this greater universe. Like, Justice League is... You got Wonder Woman and Superman. You're going to have Green Lantern and probably Martian Manhunter. Like, you have all these big, cosmic, strong, powerful people. And I just don't see Batman fitting into that at all. Like,
they always put him in the comic, though.
Batman's great.
They figured him in
with small crime.
The problem is that, and again, I have a limited scope on comics, but Batman was always the world's greatest detective, and they've never really made him that kind of character since I don't know when. Like, they've made him all about gadgets, but they don't really ever show off the fact that he is also kind of a brilliant in his own scientific mind. And so what he brings to the table is just literally, he says it, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And it's just like,
and that's, and I go back, bored Batman. Yeah. That's what I got.
Yeah.
So I would be excited, speaking of Matt Reeves, whether it's Ben Affleck or whether it's somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, he said he wants to do a smaller, like, noir style Batman movie. I would be super into that.
Yeah.
You know, stop making Gotham at risk. Stop putting the world in danger. Like, give him against another guy, him against a group of guys. Like, keep it simple.
I hope, though, whatever we get, like, I'm just not sure what his motivation is as to be Batman. So maybe if they could give us, like, a little origin with, like, his parents.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't watch these people get killed anymore.
Right? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Who should he get this time to be shot in the opening montage?
So, all right,
anyway.
Guys.
I'd be all right if his dad was played by, like, Louis Anderson. Oh, I didn't see that coming.
Louis Anderson.
Isn't he dead?
Louis Anderson.
Oh, he did. He did die.
Just
my
recently.
Bad. My bad. God,
so insensitive. We'll get Kevin Spacey because everybody wants to see him get shot in the face. So, he can play.
By a kid. Shot by a kid.
All right, so you can check us out. ComingOffTheReels.com is our website. We're on Facebook, Coming Off The Reels, Twitter, @OffTheReels. Email us at ComingOffTheReels@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We obviously, we don't speak for everybody when it comes to the DCEU or this particular film. So if you have an opinion, we'd love to know it, because I feel like there's still plenty to be said about this flavor of trash.
For sure.
And it's weird because I recently, we posted Geostorm and I listened to it. And I was talking about how, like, that's my flavor of bad movie. And this is less my flavor. Like, it's just, I'll take Geostorm any day.
Actually, when I saw those poorly rendered vines and shit chasing those immigrants out of Chernobyl, I was actually like, this looks like it belongs in Pinata Survival Island.
All right, well, let me ask you, is this better or worse than Geostorm?
Ooh.
That's tough, friend. That's tough. I think it's a little bit better.
Wow.
I think it's a little bit better.
I disagree with that. So until next time, and guys, we've been going long because we haven't even talked about Rampage.
Oh, yeah.
That'll have to wait for another time.
Or Samson.
Oh, if you got that.
Oh, we did. We definitely did.
So, until next time, my name is Drew Martin.
I'm Ryan Benson.
And I'm Roy King.
And this has been Coming Off the Reels.